Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, the NFL regular season is officially over. But before we all start to cry, we'll take a look at the playoff matchups and savor every last second of football this season. The college football national title game is tonight between TCU, the Horned Frogs, and Georgia, the Bulldogs. We've got a very special guest to help us make the best bets possible. And of course, you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But before we get into it, let's talk some Mox thought here. The NFL playoffs are set. The Packers were eliminated last night after losing to the Lions at Lambeau Field for the first time since 2016. The Seahawks clinched their final NFC playoff spot. They'll have to face the Niners, RIP to the Hawks. The Dolphins earned the number 7 seed in the AFC with a win over the Jets. And of course, the Patriots lost to the Bills. The Eagles did clinch the number 1 seed in the NFC with their first round bye coming up. Quarterback Jalen Hurts, victorious in his return over the Giants. And then you got the wild card rounds. We've got number 7 Miami at number 2 Buffalo. They split the season on wins this year, but Buffalo has the heavy quarterback advantage here with a healthy quarterback. Plus, the Bills have some kind of divine intervention happening with them right now with DeMar Hamlin. 2 punt returns by the same guy into touchdowns. That's just wild. I would not bet against Buffalo right now. You've got the number 6 Ravens at the number 3 Bengals. This matchup is very interesting because you don't always see a redo of the final week of the regular season as the first playoff match. Again, healthy quarterback is going to get the win here. Lamar was due not practice for week 18. We don't know if he's going to play in the playoffs, but it's looking like probably not. So I'm going to have to go with Joe Burrow on that one. And then you got the number 5 Chargers at the number 4 Jags. That one's a little bit more interesting to me. I kind of like the Chargers, a little bit of a frisky team. They're getting healthier at the right time. And the Jags have been a super, super hot team, but it felt to me like Trevor Lawrence was a little bit scared in that last game. He wasn't playing his best game, so it'll be interesting to see how he does in a playoff scenario. On to the NFC. The Eagles, of course, have the first round by the Seahawks at the 49ers. This might be the first time that Geno Smith writes back, okay? The Niners have absolutely demoralized the Hawks twice this season. This game is going to get ugly for Seattle. I feel like they would almost rather not make the playoffs than have to play the 49ers, but we'll see what that spread looks like. Then you got the Giants at the Vikings. The Vikes are the first team with 12-plus wins that have a negative score differential in the season. That's in NFL history. That's never happened before. Only 3 other teams have had negative point differential, have reached the conference championship. I actually like the Giants in this spot. I think that Dable is a dog, and I just like them in this spot. Plus, I think the Vikings are a fraud. And I've been telling you all season long, they're going to get bounced out in the first game. So let's go G-men. And then when it comes to the Cowboys, the number 5 versus the Bucks, the number 4, give me Tom Brady. Okay. The Cowboys and Dak look absolutely horrible last week. I believe Dak has now 15 interceptions. It's the most in the league. I don't really believe in these Cowboys. Tom Brady, it's been hard to believe in him as well, but playoff Tom Brady is a different animal. With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it back as a free bet. Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling
1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK, 467-369.
It's the best time of year. Football season is in full swing. Basketball and hockey have returned, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Make up for lost time and go enjoy a game. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, is offering you $10 off your first $100 ticket purchase with the code MOXIE. That's code MOXIE. Download the app and visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's welcome in our special guest today, Colby Dant from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, to preview the national title game between TCU and Georgia. TCU plus 350 if you're feeling frisky to win on the money line. Georgia heavy favorites minus 450, 12.5 point spread, over under 63. Georgia is seeking to join Alabama with three titles and Clemson with two as the only teams with multiple titles in the CFP era. TCU was the first Big 12 team to play in the national championship since 2009 Texas. Georgia on track to be the first double-digit favorite in the CFP title game. What do you think of this game? What's your best game side bet for this one?
I'm just going to go ahead and stick with the TCU plus the points. I mean, you look at all year, it doesn't matter if they get down early. I think they have seven games where they've battled back. And the fact that this offense, I think Michigan was a top defense, just like Georgia, and they were able to put up a lot of points against that defense. Now, I do think Georgia's defense probably a little bit better than Michigan's, but I still think TCU can put up enough points where they will cover this number, even if they lose.
So you said also that you've got like a personal connection to this TCU team. What is it?
Certainly. Us at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, the first real guest that we had on years ago was Mike Leach. Mike Leach is, and that was through me writing an article about, you know, college football coaches, and Mike Leach, you know, contacted me and invited us up to Washington State where he was at the time. Yeah, it was fantastic. So we were devastated to hear the news. He'd been like the guest that we had on most often. Devastated to hear about that news. But that's kind of why I like TCU too. I mean, yes, a little bit of a heart play, but Sonny Dykes, long time assistant, with Mike Leach. Mike Leach started his career actually, and then their offensive coordinator Garrett Riley, who is the brother of Lincoln Riley and USC's head coach, and Lincoln Riley is a guy that got his career started from Mike Leach. So, you know, Hart is certainly involved in this one, but I really believe that's also destiny. We got this. I mean, this would be the first Mike Leach assistant to win a national championship or to, you know, essentially play in the national championship. So give me the Horned Frogs all day.
Okay. I love that bet. And I love a Hart bet as well. Look what happened last weekend with the Bills. There was some kind of divine intervention in that game. So hopefully that could come through for Mike Leach and TCU. Do you think that the Horned Frogs, or the underfrogs, if you will, not the underdogs, the underfrogs, can they win this game outright, or are you just taking them to cover?
I think they can win it outright. I mean, they still need some things to break for them. I would say, like, one of the key elements of this game for me is, I know I just mentioned they've came back seven times, but Georgia's kind of like a boa constrictor, where I feel like if, in general, their style of play throughout the Kirby Smart era is if they can get up early, they have a good enough defense and a ground game, and they're very conservative. They won't make a lot of turnovers. They won't beat themselves, so they'll slowly beat you down with a lead. I think it's essential for TCU to get the lead early. I think they certainly can, but I think if they can get the lead early, and I thought that was the formula last week with Ohio State. I took Ohio State plus the points to beat to beat Georgia as well. And they probably should have, but you know, Georgia, to their credit, showed that championship DNA and battled back and got the win down 14 in the fourth. But I still think that's the blueprint of how to beat Georgia is get up early.
Getting on the board first.
Yeah. Putting the pressure on Georgia and Stetson Bennett to battle back, which he hasn't done that many times in his career. I know he's like a 10-year senior, I feel like. He started college when I started college.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about the quarterbacks here. What's your favorite quarterback bet for either of these guys?
I'm going to stick to the ground game. Both these quarterbacks, you know, first off, not highly recruited, both of them, which, you know, traditionally, I feel like a national championship when you have Bryce Young. But both these guys kind of, I mean, Max Duggan, TCU's quarterback, started the season as a backup. And then the first game of the season in Colorado, he got knocked. The starter, Chandler Morris, got knocked out and Duggan came in. And then you have Stetson Bennett, who was a walk-on. But both are extremely athletic, despite the fact that they're not, you know, your prototypical NFL-type quarterbacks. I like the over on the rush game for both of them. Mm-hmm. TCU's defense has given up big chunks. I think they're a better defense than what the public marks them as, but I still believe, they give up big chunks. That's you can't deny that. So Stetson Bennett over 12.5 rush yards, and then you have Max Duggan, who's in a lot of the big games, has been one of the leading rushers, if not the leading rusher for TCU. So I think both are capable of and that over under, I believe 28.5. Give me the over on both of them.
I love that. So here's the thing, though, and I don't bet a lot of college, but don't they take away yards from them when they get sacked?
That is true. And I think your real worry, though, is the Duggan side of that. I think Bennett's O-line, you know, 12.5 rushing yards. I think he can get that on one play. And Duggan, yes, you do have to worry about that, especially Georgia's pass rush. But, I mean, Duggan has several games where you know, they've had, let me pull up that game log, but if you look, what, he rushed for 57 against Michigan, 110 against Kansas State in the Big 12 championship. There was a couple games towards the end of the year where they didn't need to run him. They were up so many points. But all year, I mean, he's had multiple games over 100 yards rushing. So you're banking on the fact that, and I actually think that's the key also for TCU, is to, you know, the extra man, you're not afforded to put the extra man in the box, essentially, from Georgia with Max Duggan being so athletic. So they need to run him, I think, to win. Yeah. I understand your concern, but I think Duggan can still hit the over on that.
Okay, I love it. So what about other player props? Is there a player prop that you really like besides the quarterback rushing to go over in this game?
Well, I mean, those two jump out, but I'll say, probably to go over, I would probably go with the run game for Georgia. That is, you look at Kenny McIntosh. I think he's probably the safer bet, but over 65.5 rushing yards, I think that would probably be the best play because Georgia, if they do get that early lead, like I mentioned. They're great at just keep, like, drowning out the clock. Hey, you know, McIntosh, and we know what Michigan was able to still find success on TCU's, you know, rush defense. So I think McIntosh over 65.5 yards would probably be the play for me if I had to choose another player prop for the over.
So you're heavy on the run game in this matchup. Seems like you think both quarterbacks are going to be rushing. Obviously, you're taking a running back for your prop to go over. So you see the run game being a pretty big component of this game.
Especially for Georgia. I feel like Stetson Bennett, you know, he played great in the fourth quarter, but there were a few balls. I mean, he had one intercepted against Ohio State a week ago, but there was a few balls that could have been intercepted that didn't happen. And if they studied, which I imagine Kirby Smart, defensive coach, studied that tape from the Michigan game, well, what was the problem for Michigan? They threw two pick sixes. TCU's defense has been opportunistic all year. So I think the more conservative approach will be coming from Georgia's side of things.
All right. So who are you going to fade? What's a player prop that you like to go under? Perhaps a quarterback passing yards or receiver yards? What do you think?
Quentin Johnson, which is the best wide receiver for TCU, and I know, you know, some people might scrutinize that because you saw Marvin Harrison Jr. for Ohio State just absolutely torch the Georgia secondary a week ago. But Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, comes from a pretty good lineage there with his dad, you know, a Hall of Famer. And I don't know that Quentin Johnson is on that same level. He's very good, but he's not on that same level. And I also think Kirby Smart a week to prepare. Ohio State has like five good wide receivers, so it's hard to prepare for all of them.
Right.
TCU's best receiver is by far Quentin Johnson. So I think Kirby Smart will get creative, probably double team him a lot and make the other wideouts beat him. So I'm going to take the under on 87.5 receiving yards for Quentin Johnson.
All right. Is there a long shot bet that you like for this game?
I'm going to get a little crazy. TCU to win by 7-12, which would be plus 1,700. Hear me out, though.
God. Okay.
If this is a close game, which I expect, you know, I expect this to be a close game regardless, especially if you get this thing fourth quarter, 3 minutes left, 4 minutes left, all it will take, let's say it's, you know, 38-38 or 31-31, all it will take is a TCU score as a touchdown. Or even if they're down, they would go for two. Or if you get this thing in overtime, you could really hit this thing. TCU to win by 7 or 12. They've played in close games all year, and that's something. Another thing we can talk about is Georgia hasn't played in that many close games. Yes, last week being one of them, and then I think the Missouri game back in October. TCU's played in close games all year, so if it is a close game, I think TCU plus 1,700. Just sprinkle a little bit there. I like it.
I love that. That's a good D-gen bet. TCU. What would you have? It was between 7 and what?
12, between 7 and 12 at plus 1,700. Yeah.
Plus 1,700. Love it. Okay. What about who's going to get in the end zone? Anytime touchdown, first touchdown score. I know that, you know, the D-gens over there at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network love a first touchdown prop. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I do like TCU as the value for the first touchdown, but I also like if you go first touchdown on Darius Davis or anytime touchdown. I played the anytime. Darius Davis is their second or third string wide receiver. Like I said, I think they're going to be doubling Quentin Johnson. Darius Davis has explosive capabilities. Like he's the type of guy that could take a 4 yard pass and turn it into an 80 yard touchdown. But and he's going to need to because Georgia's secondary did get torched, but he's been kind of inconsistent all year. So which Davis are we going to get is the question. But another reason I like it is he's their punt returner. And he had a big moment in the Michigan game. He didn't take it to the house for a touchdown, but it was practically, I think it was down to the 20-yard line. And I can go back to week one where the Colorado Buffaloes were beating TCU, and he had a huge play in that game as a punt return touchdown. And then later, a reverse. So they get creative on finding ways to get him the ball. I think Darius Davis, anytime touchdown, plus 350.
So you talk about how Georgia, their defense got torched last week, but that's not – you expect them to make adjustments this week and not have that problem again. I mean, this has been a top defense all year long, allowing, you know, barely any points per game. And, yeah, they got torched last week. But don't you expect that Georgia's going to lock it down a little bit?
I do. I think it's a lot easier to prep for TCU in certain ways than Ohio State. Ohio State's got two NFL tackles. So you know, they can protect the quarterback a little bit better than TCU. Obviously CJ Stroud was a five-star out of California that will be playing in the NFL at quarterback. And so he can make more NFL throws than say Max Duggan. And then, the receiving core at Ohio State, all of them were highly recruited. I know Smith and Jigba was injured, but every one of those guys are probably going to be playing on Sundays at some point. Where TCU, you know, Quentin Johnson will be in the NFL. The other ones, I don't know. Maybe if they continue, you know, to overachieve. But I think Georgia will be able to prep for them a little bit better, especially knowing they don't have the depth that Ohio State does and they don't have the pass protection that Ohio State does.
What makes what TCU is doing even more impressive that they don't have the caliber of players like some of these other teams do. And that's why I think also that maybe that's why TCU gets disrespected a little bit with this spread, this 13, 12 and a half spread. If this were a Tennessee or a Texas same record, same everything, just different school, would they be 12.5 point dogs?
I don't think so. I think a lot of it, you know, TCU, I've been a diehard college football fan since the early 90s. When I first started watching college football, I mean, TCU was in one of the smallest conferences. They were in the WAC, then the Conference USA, then the Mountain West, and found themselves in the Big 12, what, about 10 years ago. And, you know, they've had that grind of that. They have been disrespected, I feel like, a long time. They've had some great years. So, I love it, though. But, yes, I think to answer your question, I don't think that spread would be that big.
Okay, good. All the more reason to take TCU. Okay, so you said this is going to be a close game. You're thinking 31-31, 38-38, total touchdowns, 7.5, over minus 140, under plus 110. What do you think?
I know I rattled off those scores, but I actually think the under is the play, because yes, everything has been just nailing it on the over, you know, the past couple of games. And here's the thing. TCU's never been in the national championship. They also, Georgia also never faces a 3-3-5 defense, which is what TCU runs. I think there might be some jitters perhaps on TCU's side to open the game. And I also think Georgia might have some problems identifying with the 3-3-5. I think one of the hardest things to do, Georgia uses a fullback a lot, uses their tight ends aggressively in the ground game and the pass game. It against a 3-3-5, it makes it really hard to scheme if you're not used to practicing against it every day, knowing who you're going to block, because there's just a bunch of defenders just standing there, and it's unlike anything really anyone in the SEC runs. I know Mississippi State runs a little bit of a variation of that, but still, TCU's is way different. So I could see the first quarter being kind of like a letdown from a score point of view. And
well, then I might take the under in the first quarter. I was leaning under on this game anyways, but I wanted to obviously hear what you thought about it. And I have seen 78% of the public on the over. Everybody's loving the over. Obviously, the last bowl games, you know, went well over. But you just got to think in the national championship game that they're going to buckle down on defense. And like you said, too, there's always a little bit of jitters, you know, in the first quarter or the first half. Is there a teaser or a same game parlay that you like for the national title game?
I mean, I kind of like just being, I keep it a little bit vanilla here, but going just TCU plus the 13 and under 63. I think my play there. The only thing that can scare me on the under is that it seems like, I've mentioned this earlier, both quarterbacks they're not traditional NFL type quarterbacks. So I do fear the turnover, like the pick six. But if that doesn't happen, I think the under can cash. I love the 13 and TCU too.
Okay, I love that because I'm on the under too. And you've convinced me. I've kind of been thinking, oh, Georgia's going to win. But then I started thinking about if this was any other team, would the spread be? It seems like it's just overinflated just because it's TCU. So I love them getting those points. Any other bets that you like for this matchup?
I'm going to take a shot on TCU to score first at plus 145, and it doesn't, like, I know I just said, hey, they might not be much scoring in the first. Okay, well, the first score, I think it almost needs to be TCU. So TCU to score first, plus 145. That could even, you know, that could even be a field goal or something. So I feel like maybe first 8 minutes of the game, we get no points, and maybe a turnover here, turnover there. And TCU can find themselves, you know, the first team to score. And I think that's essential for the blueprint of them winning the game is to get up early.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So now we're going to go into Mox Locks, which are your two best bets, the things you're definitely taking to the window, which I feel like it's definitely going to be TCU plus the 12 and a half or 13, depending on where you get it. I'm going to lock in this under 63. We already talked about it. Georgia TCU combined for 93 offensive points in their respective last matchups, but it was not a great performance by the Dogs, and that's why I asked you. You think they're going to buckle down a little bit more. Thankfully, you agreed with this, and they got torched in the secondary, and they let Stroud throw for 348 yards and four touchdowns. Absolutely no picks. I think they're going to be a lot better. I do think TCU might be a little bit shaky in the beginning. They have the 17th ranked, Georgia has the 17th ranked defense in opponent yards per play, giving up just 12.8 points per game. So I'm hoping that Georgia can lock this down. We get a lower scoring game. I'm going to lock in that under, and you've convinced me to take TCU plus the 12 and a half. But what are your two best bets?
I'll join you on the 12 and a half. I just think TCU, like this year, I think the Big 12, I think you can make the argument. I have made the argument on our show that it's the best conference this particular year. I know every year I feel like it's the SEC, but the SEC was a little bit down, a lot of coaching transitions. So teams weren't as good as normal. Like, you know, LSU and Texas A&M was bad this year. And there was just certain teams that I feel like that are traditionally good were not as good. And meanwhile, the Big 12 with Kansas and Kansas State coming up, I feel like the Big 12 top to bottom was the better conference. And TCU was in dogfights every week, it seemed like, in that conference. Yeah. And they just kept, even in the game they lost, which was in overtime, they just kept it close. Yeah. They played way too many close games, I'm sure, as TCU fans will tell you. for their cardiologist. But I think you take the 13. I think TCU will stay in this game. Their offense is high powered enough. And another angle I like is I mentioned Lincoln Riley. Well, he played Georgia in 2018 as in the Rose Bowl playoff where he had Baker Mayfield. They put up over 500 yards offense against Kirby Smart defense, which is very rare. TCU offensive coordinator is his brother. I'm sure he's been picking his brain, saying, what can I do to attack this this very good Georgia Bulldog defense? So I think TCU plus 13 is the play there on my top lock. And the other one would be Duggan, over 28 and a half rush yards. I just think he's too important. And another thing is SEC, in the SEC East, you don't have a lot of running quarterbacks where it's almost running first. Duggan is pretty much that. So I don't know that Georgia's had a lot of familiarity with dealing with that. So Max Duggan over 28 and a half rush yards.
The Max Duggan story is just so interesting to me that he went from losing his job to the Heisman Trophy runner up. I mean, it's such just a good story. And I'll ride with you on that over as well. Before I go, one, are you going to the game tonight? I feel like it's in Los Angeles. There's really no reason why Colby Dant should not be there.
You know what? I'm considering it still. I was at FanFest yesterday. But my thing is, it's tough. Like, a ticket is like $700 for the worst.
Just get Kramer and Sean to pay for it and bill back SGPN.
I know I need to do that, but then you're so far back in those stadiums that I almost prefer the television experience. But what I might do is I might go tailgate up there. I live on the west side of Los Angeles, so then I can just hop back to watch the game. But I can't wait to watch it. And I agree with you. The Max Duggan story is fantastic. I think, you know, in 2023, we always get the transfer portal's crazy, and you get all these players, and not only the transfer portal, but just our society. It's all, the grass is always greener on the other side, right? That's what we think. And Max Duggan, here's a guy who said, you know what, I got benched. He swallowed his pride, kept going to work, and boom, good things happened for him.
Well, it's similar to Joe Burrow, right? He was getting benched. He knew he wasn't going to get the opportunity. He goes over to LSU, and bam, you know, look at him now. And so, those guys that just keep working good things happen to them. I feel like sometimes the quarterbacks or the players that come out of the draft, that everything's just been given to them. They've been the best of the best there, and there's no real adversity there. Those are the ones that get to the NFL and don't always perform that well. And then you've got the grittier ones that have already had to deal with adversity, weren't the first chosen, had to kind of move and shake a little bit. Those are the ones that, or even like Josh Allen, you know, he almost didn't get picked up in college too. So I'll be interested to see what he has. But you brought a good point about the transfer portal and the grass is always greener. I want to get your opinion on Deion Sanders going to Colorado and all of his kids from Jackson State kind of going over, at least the big ones. Is the grass greener in Colorado? Do you expect him to turn that organization around?
I do. I mean, Deion Sanders, you could argue is he's just, we haven't seen many. He's like a unicorn. I feel like the guy played in the World Series in baseball, you know, and was also a great track athlete and also maybe the best cornerback ever. Could also play wide receiver well if he wanted to. So, I mean, I think he's going to be able to recruit. You know, I grew up in an era of college football where Colorado was one of the best teams, you know, every single year. And they lost that luster over the past 15, 20 years. And I think this is beautiful to see this, to Deion Sanders back going to Colorado, where I know that they're going to start landing top recruiting classes and producing NFL talent like they did in the 1980s and then the 1990s. So I think he will. I don't know that it will be next year, because I think it's a big project. They were really bad this year. But I think 2-3 years down the road, I think Colorado will be a team that the whole country will have their eye out for.
Well, that's we'll have to look out for some of those futures bets. Yeah, I tend to agree. I think Deion Sanders is the only player to have a home run and a touchdown. I believe it was either the same day or maybe just the same week. But that's still just like the most unbelievable stat of all time. Like, how do you have both of those at the same time?
I mean, I just can't believe. Sometimes I'll just forget about it, and then I'll say, "Wait, he played and had like good baseball seasons at the same time he's having MVP football seasons." That is unbelievable. I mean, it's hard enough in one sport. You know, I can remember I played a rec league game against a guy that was a backup point guard for Iowa State, who never played anything professionally. And he's like the best basketball player I've ever seen, like in the actual game that I've ever seen, you know, like that I've gone up against. And I'm just sitting there like, well, how good must the pros be if he's that good?
Must the pros be? Yeah, no, prime time always. And thank you, Colby, for coming on. You're always such a treat. Good luck on all of your bets tonight. Let everybody know where to find you. And now that college football is done, I'm assuming that you're going to pick up on some other stuff on SGPN.
Yes, I cover college basketball as well. So March Madness right around the corner. Folks, the college basketball experience every single night when the season starts November 7th, I give you a show all the way until April 5th. So every single night, the college basketball experience, the grind never stops. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Football Experience. Appreciate you.
What are some underdogs that we should look at for the tournament, the March tournament?
Well, this year's wide open. I mean, I feel like your Blue Bloods, you know, Coach K, legendary coach at Duke, retires, and Duke does not look like the same team. I mean, Kentucky's having a ton of issues. They're one of the Blue Bloods each and every year. It is a wide open field. At the moment, I would say there's some teams that I like the Houston Cougars with Kelvin Sampson. They're kind of out of nowhere. They're coming to the Big 12 next year. I still think Arizona could be a team that could surprise, but the field is pretty open right now. The Providence Friars are playing good. What's that?
Who's going to be this year's Peacocks? You know, who's going to be the team that nobody expected to beat some big guys? That's what I want to know. I made a lot of money off the Peacocks last year, so I'm looking for the next one.
Unbelievable run. That was incredible. I would say just throwing some teams out there, Charleston Cougars, Charleston, South Carolina, that's their school. They have the longest win streak in the nation right now, and I don't think no one knows about that because they're in the CAA. Okay. I think that's a team to look out for. I would say also Utah Valley is a team that is good in the WAC. It's a small school located, I think, in between Provo and Salt Lake City. They're pretty good. That could make a run. It's a little tricky because, like, even with St. Peter's last year that had that magical run, they were not favored to win their conference tournament. Iona was. So they had to pull the upset off in the conference tournament. They were still a good team all year, but they had to pull that upset off. Utah Valley, probably the same situation where they're going to have to go up against, you know, a Stephen F. Austin or something. They're going to have to get through that first gauntlet, then get in the NCAA tournament. But if they do, yeah, I think they could win a couple games there.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Colby, thank you so much. And you can catch him on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and the College Basketball Experience all the way to April. Colby, thanks for your time. And don't forget to follow us on social at MoxieBets. This has been MoxieBets, presented by Caesar Sportsbook.